Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, sir. And I should say professor to you because you teach a class, don't you?
One more class this semester. We're counting down.
Oh, yeah. But at the end of all those classes come the papers you have to mark.
That's right. You'll find me camped out on the couch for the next week.
That's right.
Well, 5 years went by, and all of a sudden yesterday, the former Senate Majority Leader was back in court, Joe Bruno, in Albany for the next version of his trial.
It's very sad. Here's this guy. He's 85 years old. He's had cancer operations. He is a guy from the old order. Look, they're trying to say that people tried to get over by giving him things. This legislature of ours is, no question, a meat market. It's what happens. People want stuff. They give money to campaigns. They hire lobbyists. They do all of those things that the ordinary citizen really can't do. As a result, they get more. In this case, the question is, did they go just a little too far with Joe Bruno? Did he get to sell a horse of his, which was basically worthless, for more money than it was worth, and getting things and giving things back to Mr. Bruzzi? And that is the basis of the trial that we are now seeing. This wouldn't be happening unless the federal government was determined to do its part in cleaning up Albany.
Speaking of which, the next chapter in the Andrew Cuomo Moreland Commission pre-Pararo relationship, what do you make of this?
This is a huge story, and the New York Times is to be complimented for getting it. But basically, what they are saying is that a federal grand jury, that means that they suspect a crime may have happened, is being impaneled to ask questions of the people about the disbanding by Cuomo of the Moreland Act Commission. From the outside, it's hard to understand where there is a crime here. Cuomo took this commission. He said, we're going to send it out and we're going to let it find corruption wherever it is and skullduggery. And then when we find it, we're going to turn it over to the district attorneys and we'll let them prosecute. Well, what happens is the Moreland Act Commission starts. Basically, according to Ken Lovett of the Daily News, he starts to call in the plays and tell them who to send subpoenas to and who not to. He's quoted in the paper as saying, you know, this is my commission. How could I do anything wrong? The commission belonged to me, basically. I don't understand what the potential federal violation of law is, although I suspect we're going to find out.
Alan, thank you very much, and we'll be hearing from you during the roundtable panel coming up at 9.
Professor, and let's all remember that there's that lockbox out there. It's terribly important, because if we want to break the record this time, everybody has to do a little something, and we have a huge $25,000 grant from Mr. Big, so we've just got to get to our goal.